Check one. Holy crap. Wow. Fixed. What a pain in the ass. 12 minutes. 12 minutes in. I'm gonna switch a headphone because the big headphones threw me off. God damn it. Yeah, so today's title, Patch up. Yeah. Okay, that's working. That was weird. Trying to change a few things here. Okay, yeah. God damn, the Nahimic. Nahimic. What are they called? Nahimic? What? You know what you do? How to stop it? They're gonna install it. Microsoft update. It's gonna install things you don't want. You can go to the Windows thing, start, or you can press, I think, I forgot which key. Combo. And you can type in system configuration. An app, you say run as administrator. And you're gonna get to those tabs. You can boot, a safe boot or not, right? But then there's a startup thing. There's the tools and startup, so you can go through all that stuff. Services can look through that. Also, things you don't want. But Nahimic is not there. So you gotta, there's a startup, there's too many startup. You start up section of task manager. So you gotta open task manager. And there's services. On the services, you can see there's a Nahimic service. Doesn't tell you who can search online. It's It sucks. That's what I have to say. It's meant for virtualize your headphones. So you get a 3D third, you get the binaural effect. When you play games and you hear people coming from the back of you or in front of you. It doesn't work. It works, but it doesn't work. Sucks. It kills everything. Like it destroys stereo mix and all sorts of stuff. And And I need water. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, my voice is better. Okay. Yeah, Nahimek. What is it there? Let me search for it. It's a full of problems. It's like, why do we have this? Should we delete it?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tectrix Gaming here.
How to get Nahimek working with Windows 10? I'll say don't get it. I don't know why people want it. I don't want it. Do you want it? I don't want it. Okay. Well, I guess from the title, you know what I mean. Listening to. It's change. Is it just change of, like, sometimes you need to know, just do other things, not listen to something else. It's like, God, enough of this. I keep eating the same hamburger every day. Some people like that. Some people just get bored. Like, oh, same stuff. Let me try something else. That's what today is. Try something else. Do-do-do-do-do. So, I saw the photographic Leica. Photographic auction. Just looking through all of that stuff. Seeing all the lenses. I'm like, oh man. So, like, few lenses. I'm like, damn, it's sized. I want one. It's a Leica, and Leica, there's an adapter for Fujifilm. And they work really well. Beautiful. Fuji Photo Film Company, Leica N39, right? This thing. €2,000 to €2,400. So expensive, these lenses. The older ones, the older, the better ones. Oh, they're hard to find. Yeah, they're expensive. But some of these, like, love these. I wouldn't know what to do with it yet. So the thing, I think over time, you know, you have that period. It just, I want to buy everything. I want to buy this, I want to buy that, I want to buy, no, I want to have this, that, then it's like you pull on the side and never use it again. Yeah, that's, I learned that the hard way. Say, what did you do? How did you do it the hard way? You know why? Because you can. Well, so you learn from it. It's like, okay. Then you become like, okay, do I need this? Do I really need this? Or can I use that for something else? The cash for something else? What's it for? No. Is it worth it? Well, sometimes, yeah, just get it, why not, right? So, what do you do? Really, I can't answer that to anyone, to anybody, because this is like one of those things you just have to, you know, make up your own mind for that. I don't need this. I think over time, just like, I want this, I want this, and I'd be like, oh, do I really need it? I mean, if I get a Miata, yeah, why wait? No, but there is, because it's a thing. Just, but if you say it's a car thing, it's a car thing, then okay, other cars, right? But it's not. It's just something. There are times just like certain things just sing right in front of you. And you see, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want that. Speed, that's me. And you can talk about all this, oh, these people just want us to consume and all that. No, it's more than that. Sometimes. Like over the weekend, watched the classics and Nosheleff, the old, like 1930s, 1940s cars driving. It's a necessity? Not really, but it's cool to happen, right? If you can restore one of those things. It's like, yeah, I'll get it. I mean, so I'm looking through all this camera stuff, auction. Will I need one? I don't know. I'm looking at some other stuff in there too. Some Hasselblad 500cm Go exclusive. I would love to get one. 7,000 euros. Highest bid so far is 3,000 euros. No, three. Why did they put 3 points here? 3,000. Like, my God, this thing, like, I know it's a film bag, but you can switch it up to get digital bags. And golden too. It's like, oh. It's like, yeah. Do I need one? I don't know. Do I need one? I don't know. It's like, right? We don't need one. Or can you use it for something else? And Rolleiflex. Rolleiflex, same thing. Do I need that? This is a digital one. Oh no, it's not digital. This is a dummy camera set. Ooh. But hey. It's, they're looking for $800 for it. Okay. But do I need one? No. Why get one? I don't know. What am I going to use it for? Am I going to take more pictures than what I need? Because really, I love the 50mm. So I always get 50mm. Get the manual ones, get the automatic ones. The Fujifilm ones, weatherproof, automatic. It's the best because your dust cannot get in. We get through the back, but you have to clean, of course, clean it before you plug it in. But that's what I need. Because the way I take photos, I don't really need anything above like 100 or 80 even. If I want to get something like 80s, above 80, millimeter, 100 millimeter, 500,000. You know, that's only for sports. Like, you want to take, you're like far away, you can only stand right here. Taking photos, all right? Can't go out there. For like auto racing and stuff, that's what you need it for. Or sports, like sports game, that's what you use it for. Well, you can only shoot the moon. Yeah, can't do that. Shoot planets, shoot the sky if you want to. But as far as my thing, I don't think I need one of these. I mean, it's great to look at. It's great to look at these cameras. Just, wow, man, look at them. Look how far they came, you know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, oh, this really cool stuff. They even got the, like, a teddy bear camera. Holy cow, it's $3,000. That must be, like, one of kind. Wow. That's great to look at them. It's like, and you'd be like mouth watering. And like, but that's it. No use for it. Not yet. I'm not that professional. I did professional work. Yes, I did with my camera. But it's more like side job thing. It's not direct. Yeah, for me, it's still a hobby. People say, you're not a photographer. They can say, whatever they want. I don't care. It's like, yeah, look, I know. Hey, I study the same way you did. I don't go approach some celebrity with a flashlight on. It's like, if a celebrity asked me, say, hey, can you take photos? I'll be like, all right, let me set it up. And see natural lighting. So okay. Got anything like white, like sheets or something? Pull over the chairs and get the sun reflect back. And learn how to use what's available in front of me to make a photo. That's different. That's from schooling. You don't learn that. That's from just figuring things out. And you don't get that. You don't get that from using flash. I can flash everything. I mean, I have a flash set too. But I don't put it on top of camera. I always put it on the side or something. Raise it up, lower it down at different angles and get better, you know, you get a better photograph. We have assistants, like, here, put the light over there, point it over this, point it over there. No, high, low, you get different. It looks different. It looks more professional, right? I don't know. From my point of view, it looks, yeah, like that. Even some of these like IMD old film MDs, just the mini SLRs, the point and shoot, they call the point and shoot. Even those, I'm like, wow. Hey, that's not bad. €1,000. You can get a new one, believe it or not. But some of these old ones have certain functions you just can't get it anywhere else. But when you look at this camera, you can see how simple it was to use. The basics. And now it seems like everybody's doing that now. They're going back. It's like, all you need is ASA, Films B. Well, actually, no, it's not Films B. Well, actually, it's Films B. No. It's the shutter time, right? You need the f-stop, which is the iris. Of the camera, I mean, of the lens, right? Then you need the film speed. And Fuji has it right on top. You can change it right away. So you don't have to think. You don't have to look into the menu things. Like, I know what I want. That's for old school people. My Sony doesn't go through a menu and it's not bad. But the new Sonys, they have that too. So everybody's going backwards. So we won't learn. We want the public learn about photography, like the way it was. Now I've been seeing a lot of stuff. A lot of people going backwards in time. Like, what was the thing for our past that made us where we are today? And we want the kids to learn that too. We want the public to learn that too. Give up the stereo mix is on. I'll get it off. Whoops. I had an issue with my OBS, so it's now good. No echo. Stereo mix. Stupid. No, hey, Mick. Thing killed it. There's something happened to my motherboard. I was doing something and then screwed up the USB ports too. But everything's okay. Anyway, so all these cameras are like going backwards, like to the what they're supposed to be, you know? Like, I wish they would have done that like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Because back then there's like, and everybody uses auto mode, who cares? We just sell these cameras. Only professional would go through the menu and you set up, and then we get this little scroll wheel in front of or the back. Like that they can do it right there. We can do touchscreen, all that stuff. And seems like they're say, we need to go back. And I wonder who started it. I think Fujifilm started the whole thing with you see the ASA, see the, well, you got the, I forgot what that switch is called. Yeah, I'm like going blank today. Yeah, they got right on top. ASA, they, you know, you got f-stops right on the camera itself. I mean, right on the lens itself. And where it needs the speed. They have a scroll wheel for that. Then they got the, what is that? Exposure plus, exposure minus thing. There's one called C, which is, I forgot. I think it's like automatic or like in between. Something, but you got exposure zero, you know, and that's all you need, really. You don't need the fancy things with the menus and stuff. This is what you need. And you know the difference. It's about speed, but it's about the camera person, right? If you old school photographer, you know, like this is the setting. You see the scenery, you be like, well, you see the set, you're taking a picture, you're like, yeah, I know the setting, and you're done, right?
And it's not like going through menus. It's sub-menus and sub-menu of the sub-menus. I'm just like, I just want this. Why do I have to go through? I think there's so many complaints. I know some friend of mine complained. They first had the Leaf system, digital bags, and some other camera, some other one. Capture One, Phase One bags, the original when it first started, when the whole industry just overnight, it's like, we're going digital, switch over. It's like, wait a second, it's like, how does this work? But I changed the setting on my camera, but the digital is coming out weird. The first one was like that. Then they fixed it. Then some people want to say, I like that digital stuff. Then they bought it back. Then they introduced all that stuff into the SLRs. Then the SLR lost all these dials, the basic dials that you need. That for every photographer knows, like, this is what I want. The manual stuff. No, like, I've seen one just like two wheels and the clicker. Like, how do you operate this? It's like, oh, it's in the menus. You gotta go through the menus. It's like, oh, God, come on. And the company made the lens without the f-stop numbers, so you don't know what you're doing. You don't know where, like, what? Well, I guess we guess. Well, you gotta see it in the back. And it's not in the viewfinder. You don't get the digital readout, the display, tell you what it is. And just like, oh, it was a huge mess. But for a period of while, a lot of people just do auto. And there was a cool thing about it. Digital is, well, I mean, they had on the manual cameras too. Auto focus will like point. So it's like single point. And you hold on to it. Before you press all the way down, say, here's a single point. This is where I want to focus. Then you click. And that was great. That part I liked. I still use it. Because sometimes I don't want to focus on the object itself. I want to focus something well somewhere else. I want to get a light reading from somewhere else. Then hold on to that and click. And get a different effect. So there's good things and bad things about it with this digital, but I'm really glad they're going back to the old days. Because ASA and film speed, whatever, actually no, shutter speed and your f-stop aperture is like the two most important things. You can film speed, no big deal, but those two, the most important things that should be on top of the camera, should not be digital. That's what I like. Then you see the auction, most of them have that, although all the classics have that, every one of them. I even have some old Nikons and the Pentax. I think I have like other ones, smaller cameras, film cameras. They all work. It's great. They last forever. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking at the Leica M6. So, there it is. Shutter speed and aperture. Two things you need. Of course, they have dials for like how many hunch films you got left, because old school roller thing, roll to film. That's what you need. Of course, this is enthusiast photography thing. Cause rest the game in this world. It's like, I got my iPhone. I got my Android phone. Yeah, that's what I need. I don't need that. Just go. And therefore, we got the new gesture. Holding a phone, do selfies. You know, a gesture. Like, hold that phone with the finger tap. The way they hold the phone, do the selfie. Or through the mirrors, coming back. I proposed one day, maybe we should try to stop doing that if we can, because the ETs, when they can land, they're gonna think that's some kind of, like, I don't know, greetings. So ETs will be doing selfie greetings, and we get big laugh out of them, and they get mad, and they're gonna blow us up. That would be cool. No way. No. We can't have that. No. It's contagious. The digital device is contagious. Like, if you think about it. Like, oh my god. Like, before internet, before the iPhone, how do we do it? No. How do we do all this stuff? Did you get a friend take pictures? What? If I did selfies back then, actually I did with the Lenovo. It was a school project, college photography class. They had the camera set up. I'm just like, here's the bulb. All right. Press the bulb. It's almost like the menu. What's that thing called? A blood pressure thing, checker, whatever thing. It's like that bulb thing. Actually, it's kind of like my camera cleaning. It's like this. This thing. So the old school Lenovo had some of this thing, and it will click, trigger the button, and take a picture. Be like, click. It was pretty neat. I did get one for my camera, but it's like one of those cable things. I like the cable ones. Yeah, it's very nice. You don't need that, of course. You can do it with the app. Fujifilm has an app for my Fujifilm. Sony has an app for my Sony. You can just click on the phone. But what kind of fun is that? We lost the fun. There was no fun. No more fun. It was just, if I could do this, somebody else can do it while sitting down somewhere else by the couch. It's like, you know, why don't you click on it? I'll point the camera and you click. How about that? And it would work. It would be funny. You know? But it was different. It became, how I feel about it is we kind of dislodged the interactions between things or between people, right? Say, yeah, I'm always on my phone. I'm talking to my friend, texting. Where's your friend? Oh, he's sitting next to me. Like, oh my God. Talk to him. So I can't even look at his face anymore. that killed it. The whole, majority of people can still kind of, the older people can look at you and have a good conversation, but what the younger kids, they cannot look at you. They lost it. They lost the thing. And that's what these digital things is teaching us, was slowly guiding us towards that way. Can we change? Yeah, we can change. It's a personal thing. It's your personality. And you can learn way to do things to be more engaged, right? To engage more tangible stuff. Tangible, as a person to person, you can look at them and have a conversation without saying, oh God, he's got it. Well, she's got it. He's got a booger. Oh, no. Like get that out of your head, right? So now, when everything clears up, wherever it is with the world, we go to the future. We have to reteach. We have to relearn all of that stuff. I don't need to. I can do it. I'll be okay. So people my age be okay. But as for the rest, I don't know. Yeah. They gotta relearn how to be human again and have that balance between the digital stuff and digital versus analog, right? Gotta have that balance. You know, and the most dangerous thing of all of this digital thing came in computer age, all that stuff. That was the most dangerous thing. Scrolling. Scroll. Data. I'm scrolling. And you got the bar on the side. You can go. You can do the scratch record thing. So data. Oh, this story sucks. Let me go next. Oh, this story sucks. And people who make these things figured it out. Saying, hey, let's get them scrolling. Let's build a website like this. Keep them in on your website and never stop. Never let it out. They cannot leave. No. That's all they get. That's all they got. Pretty much everybody with the scrolling. Yeah. So it's just, anyway. So this weekend, I get some soul. Soul. S-O-L. Why get soul? People are like, well, why don't you get some other stuff? But Solana is top 10. And I know the price is like jumping all this stuff, but if you look at volume trading, it's like, whoa, holy cow. It's huge. It's a massive buying and selling. Actually, more massive buying, so I like it because it's cheap enough that I can exchange with some other tokens. And I found that I made some extras from some conversion thing with Pancake. That's another one, Pancake Swap. How to change it? How to change a few things? I think they changed the protocols or something. So I exchanged it, changed all my stuff. Like, oh, I got some extra things. I'm like, let me trade Solana. So I got that. Is it going to be like that? Yeah, probably. The prediction with the, some people predict 3 years would be $1 million per Bitcoin. And maybe, I don't know. I'll be happy because if that's $1 million, that means Solana will be, you know, a couple grand. And you have enough of those. It's like, oh, retirement. I mean, I'm pretty much semi-retired. I can continue if I wanted to, but it's just, well. Or I can learn things about everybody, about the world, about data stuff, about the esoteric stuff, and about podcasting, which I never knew. Never thought I was like, I should do a podcast. But, you know, one of my professors, I think I said that a few podcasts back, but I'll repeat it. One of my professors from commercial art, which is illustration, mock-ups, layouts, I forgot who else to teach. He teaches a whole bunch of stuff, including Adobe Illustrator. He was the professor to go to do like mechanical, paste up mechanicals. That for anybody else, what's paste up mechanicals? It's a pre, if you know Quark Express, if you don't know what it is, if somebody tells you Quark Express, you can call them boomers. You know, Adobe InDesign layouts. You can do Photoshop layouts too. Different layers. So in the old days, before tech, we had to do this stuff manually. And the get all the types, typesets, the ABCD, whatever, how many you need, and how to go to one of those copy machines, just get the templates you want, you need at this size and this size. Pay some mechanicals. Me add that way. Back then we have some, you know, we have Adobe stuff. We got the PageMaker thing. Yeah, you could have done digitally, but we're learning. You had to learn how to do it. When you do it manually, it teaches you about visual things, right? So that's what it is. That's the professor. And this professor says, your name? It's like, yeah. Well, my name, yeah. My name? What? What about my name? It's like, you got radio host. So you should become radio host. You got the name already. Why don't you just go to switch major to communications? Say, so you sort of have the voice a little bit. Say, so you should go there. But I never did, of course. I just said, nah, no. Whatever. Then podcast came. It's like everybody's doing Kappa. Everybody will be doing podcast in the year 2021. I'm like, maybe I should start. So that's what happened. So I got this podcast where I'm rambling on things. Like, just rambling, whatever. It's fun. I like it. It clears up my mind sometimes. I got a lot of things in my head. Sometimes I spit it out today. Like today, Pet Shop Boys. Like, I want to listen to Pet Shop Boys. And there it goes. We're listening to it in a muted version. And I was complaining about Nahimik. Nahimik. That's cleared, but I forgot this your mix, of course. Until Crazy Sile said, get off the echo, man. So I got off. Oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I'm like, oh, stereo mix. Had an issue with that stereo mix all weekend. So what's going on, man? Yeah. Yeah, so my machine has a few things I changed. Well, I got the video card 2 weeks ago. But now I changed something with the motherboard. I think that's what killed it. Oh my God. And plus the stupid software. And Windows just, we can only install it anyway. Why? Because it's Windows. It's like, they're like, you got one of those motherboards with that number on it. Even though you don't need that thing. We're going to install it anyway. That's Windows updates, dude. Should you stop Windows update? I don't know. I decided to update because it was annoying. It's annoying as hell. Computer. I mean, there's things you could do. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, you can use the system configurator, you can use the PowerShell, and you can go in there and do things. Then when you reset everything, it comes back, and they would just be annoyed. Like, update, man, do it now. Like, oh, it's like, damn it. Can't shut it off. But of course, every time I do that, the system just goes out of whack. But no, I got it back. This is great. I wish there was a Band-Aid. I mean, there is. You can make a Band-Aid USB. Thing. You just plug the USB and it would just automatically clear out things you don't want and just put back your preferences. Here you go. It's all done. There's a way to do it. Like I said, I think on Friday, I said, load the system, update everything, get it correctly the way you want with the app you want, not the data. The little data you have, you don't need that. Just get a tool so it works. Make sure everything works. And this is how I want it every time while I reinstall. So I don't have to reinstall everything to that point. Then you got the basics done, then you clone the whole drive. That's all you do. Do I do it? No. No, because I got plenty of time to waste. If I didn't have any time to waste, then I wouldn't be doing this. But I got so much time. It's like, I don't mind a few extra hours doing this. Get frustrated, and you get the frustration out. That's fine. And I'm so used to it. I'm so used to reinstall Windows to the point like, oh yeah, click, 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 and PowerShell, cancel all of this stuff, and go to Text Manager and Services and get rid of all that. Delete all the extra Windows things I don't need. There's a way around that too. If you look up if you look up search for how to only install Windows 10 or whatever Windows you got building apps. You use the PowerShell to delete all of them. So I don't need this. No, some of my friends like got really mad at me because I deleted whatever that the card game, whatever that game is, Solitaire, is that it? Yeah, Solitaire. What I need Solitaire for, man? It's like I got other games. I even got a casino game on my Apple TV. Well, I don't need this. It's just solid. It just, you do that. That's that thing. That, yeah. Whatever. Don't need it. What do I need that for? So, I don't know what else to do. It's been 1 hour, 1 hour, the first 17 minutes. I'm trying to fix the audio. Well, 17 minutes of pain in the butt thing, but I gotta work. I'm repeating myself again. But 1 hour, I don't mind. I guess I can go a little bit longer, but I don't need to. I'm thinking that everybody needs to go do something, listen to other podcasts. I need to go out, get some bread before somebody else take it, because they always do. Noon time, or the kids wake up, college kids, I want those brioche bread too, and swipe it. I'm like, oh. It's like, damn it. Plus the afternoon I get. So it's not as fresh. So I need to get that. I need to get some hummus salad or something. Maybe get a coffee too. Then I'm going to listen to a podcast called No Agenda. End morning. Sunday one, and then get a chance to listen. It's a shoehorn event. I'll find out. I'll be listening to that, and I'll be looking into, of course, all my crypto stuff. There's a couple cool things with the, well, I said the pancake swap. Pancake swap now have a farm where you can stake it. I think it's pool or farms. I forgot which one. Okay, stake cake. You can stake it for whatever week you want. So I stake like, well, let me do a whole year and it will be locked. So, and it will tell you how much you would be making. You're like, all right, I'm fine. So just lock it in. I'm happy. I don't need to look at it. Because that's what I've been doing. I'm like, I don't need to look at all this. Just let it go. Just do automatically stake whatever your earning is. And just like, yeah, let it go. I did do one boo-boo thing. One of my T-Fuel thing. Which is, what's T-Fuel? Is a Theta edge node. I didn't save the secret password or export the whatever the code into a file. Then I erased the computer hard drive. No, I didn't lose much, but it just. But the Theta edge worker took forever. And the return is like, It's nothing. It's like, it's not, I mean, you get some return. It's not nothing. You get some back, but just not worth the time. With the computer running all the time and the amount of power. So I measured it, amount of power you need to go in. And you can turn the monitor off, but you can, computer can keep going, Wi-Fi, all that stuff, and it's not worth it. So I don't feel bad. No big deal. So I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to bother with this thing. So I'm just going to, whatever I have on my wallet, external wallet, whatever wallet, I'm just going to exchange it for something else. And wait. Wait till the FUD go down again. Then I'll get something else. The music stopped. Let me return. One of my favorite songs. West End Girls. Okay, so this is it. Have a wonderful day. Have a excellent Monday. Like, you got a case of Mondays. No, you don't. It's just another day. You don't have to think that way. You just say, hey, screw that. I'm going to go do this, do that. If you can't do this, do that. Well, I'm gonna pretend I'm doing this and doing that. How about that? Have a great day. And I don't know what you want to listen to. I said Pet Shop Boys, not bad for today. It's a good day for it. 80s. 80s tech. 90s. Well, it's 80s and 90s tech. Disco. Whatever. If you have a disco ball, turn it on. Just, why not? Right. Now have fun for today. Relax. Monkeypox? Nah. Monkeypox. Hey, I was born a year of monkey. What do you mean? What do you mean it's my pox? Screw you. Shut up. Okay. Yeah, so have a wonderful day of Monday. May 23rd, 2022. Glad I got my mic back. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.